crackle, crackle. Pop, pop.
Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, this is the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go ahead, dancing there by the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Here goes the last DJ.
In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on The Vinyl Experience... It was 50 years ago today, Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play the song, A Day in the Life. Exactly 50 years ago. I mean, January 20th was a Friday in 1967. Got goosebumps yet? Stay with me for the hour, A Day in the Life, through the years. And on the odd chance that you haven't heard this song before, you don't know what the fuss is all about, let's begin. With the original A Day in the Life and the Sgt. Pepper reprise from the mono version of the English release of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band LP. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Thank you.
pick up. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
If you've never heard it before, or if it's been a while since you really paid close attention to it, and especially if you've never heard it in that original mono mix, it is one mighty powerful recording. The Beatles' A Day in the Life was a game changer on so many levels, and it came at the end of the album that had turned the musical pop world on its ear. Like many great Beatles tracks, it had modest beginnings in the studio, as we'll eavesdrop now.
RS 7.
RS 5.
2, 3, 4. RS 6.
Ah, you're...
John Lennon goofing around, having some fun with the poor tape op, who had to slate each of those tracks.
Have the mic on the piano quite low. This just keeping it like maracas, you know. You know those old pianos.
But there's also a feeling of command and control, and a sense that this song was going someplace, that it was special.
Okay, well.
The Sugar Plum Fairy ad-lib was just to set the time signature.
Sugar Plum Fairy, Sugar Plum Fairy.
And the song started to roll. Out came those verses. The first one about the man who blew his mind out in a car. Inspired by a real-life figure, someone who would have been a friend of the Beatles.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man. And though the news was rather sad.
Tara Brown was just in his early 20s, but he had more than most people accumulate in a lifetime. He was a rich boy, all right. He was the heir to the Guinness fortune, a London socialite, a man about town who mixed with rare company, including the Beatles, until the fateful night in December 1966, when he drove off in his sports car, ran a red light, crashed the car, died, made the front page of the newspaper that was sitting on the piano the morning that John Lennon was composing the first verse of that song. But that verse was actually co-written by Lennon and McCartney. Many years later, McCartney would dispute the idea that Tara Brown was actively a character in the song. The references to a lucky man who had made the grade and was he in the House of Lords suggests that they were painting a portrait of an older, more established person. No matter the connection, it provided a fine starting point for the world-weary tone of this song, which would amble through additional verses that reference John Lennon's turn as a movie actor apart from the Beatles in the Richard Lester film How I Won the War, and culminating in that indelible catchphrase, "I'd love to turn you on," attributed to Paul McCartney in the body of what otherwise is mainly a John Lennon song, but it serves as a lead-in to the section of the song that Paul McCartney composed on his own. But how to link the two? That's where this bridge comes in. And who got the unenviable task of counting off those 19 bars? The Beatles' roadie and confidant, Mal Evans. These recordings, made on the 19th and 20th of January 1967, were put together as a composite track on the album release Beatles Anthology 2 in the 1990s. Hey, that word's not on the lyric sheet on the back cover of Sgt. Pepper. Well, a couple of weeks later, they assembled a symphony orchestra, 40 pieces, guys that were used to playing in concert halls, Tchaikovsky, Beethoven, Mozart. Here they walk into a Beatles session. Many of them had been in the room before because Studio One at EMI was where those symphony orchestra recordings were made. The Beatles usually worked in Studio Two, but for all of these musicians on this special date, Studio One was open to the band and their array of groovy special guests. Party favors passed out, the musicians wearing funny hats and costumes.
See, the worst thing about doing this, that we're doing something like this, is I think that at first people sort of are a bit suspicious. Come on, what are you up to?
Footage of these antics, Paul McCartney conducting the orchestra, and the actual recording being made at EMI Abbey Road, have been put together and released as a video accompaniment to A Day in the Life many years after the fact. And that brings us to the first of a couple of symphonic interpretations of the song, this one by the London Symphony Orchestra in 1980. Final experience is saluting A Day in the Life on the 50th anniversary of its recording in January of 1967. Of course, the album itself was released on June 1st in the UK on Parlophone Records, on June 2nd in the USA on Capitol Records. One of the most immediate reactions to the song came from the jazz world, the album that would shape up as A Day in the Life by Wes Montgomery, the jazz guitarist, accompanied by Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter, Grady Tate, and with orchestral arrangements by Don Sobieski, the album is a timeline of classic pop through a jazz focus. The songs include When a Man Loves a Woman, California Nights, Eleanor Rigby, Windy, and the Beatles' new record. Significant, the recordings made at the Van Gelder Studios in Englewood, New Jersey in June of 1967. The exact dates for the recording sessions being the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 26th. Maybe A Day in the Life was recorded last, but either way, it's a very immediate reaction to the release of this remarkable, mind-bending record for its time. West Montgomery as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of A Day in the Life with early interpretations of the song. Here's another by the guy who made his biggest hit record until, of course, his Christmas favorite, Feliz Navidad, with a cover version of one of 1967's other illustrious hits, Light My Fire. Jose Feliciano does justice to A Day in the Life with a folk twist.
I read the news today, oh boy, yeah, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I saw the photograph. I just had to laugh. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people, they turned away. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure that he was from the House of Lords. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people, they stopped and stared. But I just had to look, having read the book. Comb across my head. On my way downstairs, I drank a cup, and looking up, I noticed I was late. Grabbed my coat and grabbed my hat. I made the bus in seconds flat. On my way upstairs, I had a smoke. Somebody spoke, and I went into a dream.
Thank you very much.
Jose Feliciano as the Vinyl Experience celebrates 50 years of A Day in the Life. The Holly Ridge Strings were an easy listening group. They called it chicken rock back in the day. Radio stations that didn't play the original hits, FM easy listening stations, would play these orchestral interpretations of the pop songs of the day for the older crowd. This group actually had a Billboard Hot 100 hit peaking all the way at number 93 in 1964, their version of All My Loving. They would pick the ball up with an ambitious take on A Day in the Life in 1967, and yes, it was on the Beatles label Capitol Records, the Holly Ridge Strings on the Vinyl Experience. The Brian Auger Trinity with a stellar rendition of A Day in the Life from its own time, from back in 1967. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the recording of this song on January 19th and 20th of 1967. Additional work on the orchestral parts was done in early February. We played the original Beatles version, some goofy middle-of-the-road takes, some very cool rock jazz, and now some kind of progressive rock, but the pop side of progressive. A group called Lighthouse in the early 1970s had a hit with a tune called One Fine Morning. The album that includes that song also offers their version of A Day in the Life, and they take it to a new and imaginative place on the vinyl experience.
Blackburn, Lancashire.
the vinyl experience following A Day in the Life into some 70s expressions, including a couple that come from film. A 1976 film called All This in World War II that was one of the first to feature a bunch of different all-star interpretations of Beatles songs. From that, Frankie Valli, before Grease was the word, but after he had had Oh, What a Night, did his version of A Day in the Life, and he does it justice in his own Frankie Valli kind of way, and so do the Bee Gees in the film Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band 1979. That recording, by the way, produced by George Martin, the only time that George revisited A Day in the Life in the studio with another artist. Let's put them together as a composite on the vinyl experience.
Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look.
Across my head, found my way downstairs and drank a cup. Looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat, I grabbed my hat, made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. Somebody spoke and I went into a dream. They know how many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall. I'd love to turn you on.
tierra la en tierra mita anda huomine ma quien te silo en surunsa et mua huolika et mua huolika vain päivän tahdon kerrallaan, mut voinko päivän tämän kaltaisen taas saada kerran uudestaan? Mä oikein uskoen, sillä tämä päivä suurin on, kun sinut nähdessään. Vain päivän tahdon kerrallaan, tuo huomispäivä kenties kyynelee, ja kuljen tyhjään maailmaan.
There's Laila Kinnunen to finish off A Day in the Life. Oh, that's a pun. Oh, come on, you got that. One of the foreign language interpretations of the song. And some falsetto by the Bee Gees and Frankie Valli, because that's what they do. And this is what he does. Robin Hitchcock from an original flexi disc. Bending and stretching A Day in the Life to its limits with The Fall from the album compilation Sgt. Pepper Knew My Father, and Miley Cyrus joining the Flaming Lips for their recreation of the Sgt. Pepper album, and now to another movie, and this one a very sweet all-star affair. Julie Taymor's Across the Universe, and Jeff Beck offering up his soulful instrumental take of A Day in the Life.
Thank you.
Jeff Beck from the soundtrack of Across the Universe. He worked with George Martin and covered a Beatles song, She's a Woman, on their 1975 collaboration Blow by Blow. And the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra to round things off. Oh, and I forgot something. How could I forget this? This is the coolest part of the original English pressing of the Sgt. Pepper LP. There's the big chord at the end, right? It trails out, and then, as they say on the internet, this happens. A 15-cycle tone, and this loop of gibberish goes on and on and on until you physically get up and pick the record off the player. And that's the Vinyl Experience. Enjoy past shows in our archives. Check out the Vinyl Experience stations on iHeartRadio. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcanti.